run. I'm at 12 on the base top. Let's start back from there. There'll be a Cuba home there. Want to know if a person at Beyoche Matcha with Bikurim, Cohen, who eats Bikurim that he made into matzah is a Yotzi. So, the Tanakhama says that we learn it from Bechol Moshe Seichem. You have to be able to have matzah that you could eat anywhere. But since Bikurim can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, that's no good. That's what Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Akiva says that matzah and morah are hukash together. Matzah can only come from something that morah could come from. And since morah can't come from Shiva Saminim, so, morah doesn't have things that are what you call the Bikurim. So too, matzah can't be come from something that is Bikurim. So Mara says if that's the case, then you shouldn't be able to have matzah from Chitim and Sorim, because they're part of Shiva Saminim. And since morah doesn't come from Chitim and Sorim, right, so matzah can't come either from that. So Mara says, Tavilomer, matzos, matzos, riba. Torah says an extra matzos, tochelu, that comes to me marba. So Mara says, matzos, matzos, riba, feel bikurim nami. That's the case, then you can't be mamayit min bikurim, then you can't be mamayit bikurim either. So Chadar be Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had charata from this drasha, and we'll see that he didn't learn this drasha that you're makish matzah tomorrow, but rather a different drasha. The Tanya, Yochel Yetzi Adam Chovidei Chovasu Bikurim. Different price. Same question. I might think it could be Yotzei Matzah. Yochel Yetzi Adam Yidei Chovasu Bikurim. Tamad Lomar, Echol Moshvoseichem Tochlu Matzos. Matzah Necheles Bechol Moshavos Yotzu Bikurim Shem Nechel Bechol Moshavos Ela Birushalayim. So you can only have matzah from something that could be eaten anywhere. But Bikurim can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, and therefore you can't be Yotzei Matzah with Bikurim. Yochosh ani motzi at Maaser Sheni. I might think that even Maaser Sheni, which you can only eat in Yerushalayim, also should be excluded. Tanit Lomar, Matzos, Matzos Riba. It says Matzos Yeyochel. Could have said Matzah Yeyochel. The fact that it says Matzos, until now I've been saying this wrong. If it says Matzos, it says an extra posse. It doesn't say extra posse. It just says it in the plural. Could have said matzah yeyochel. That it says matzos is a ribui. Umaro isa l'rabos ma'aser sheni l'hotzi bikurim. L'chora, why include ma'aser sheni, that you could be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah if you ate ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim, but you're what's it called? It's ma'ayet bikurim, that even if Kohen ate bikurim in Yerushalayim, he's not yotzei matzah with it. Where it says, Mar bani ma'aser sheni sheish lo heter b'chol moshavos. Could have a lesson, right? The ma'aser sheni, conceivably, you could be poda if it became tamei. Ma'aser sheni, you could be poda even in Yerushalayim if it's tamei. Like we learn, Rabbi Lezer says, lo suchal se'eso. Se'eso means that what's it called that you can eat it. I'll assume a second, the words will say it. But Bikurim has no heter. Once it's Bikurim, it only has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. There's no way that you could be pulled there and eat it somewhere else. The Om Rav Elezer, Menayim L'maiser Sheni Shenitma, Shepodin also Afil B'Yerushalayim. Normally, you can't be pulled there, Maiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. And, there's a Machlokis also. Before you brought the Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, you could be pulled it. And you could eat the grain, and you then take the money and you buy stuff in Yerushalayim that you can eat. So before it gets to Yerushalayim, you could be pulled to the Maaser Sheni, and that grain could be what's called eaten anyway. Once you bring it to Yerushalayim, so now you can't be pulled it anymore. I, the Chora, maybe you could take it out of Yerushalayim and be pulled it. So Rashi brings down that we're holding now that once you bring the Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, mechitzas are collated. The mechitzas of Yerushalayim grab it, right? and you can't, mitrabonon, take it out and be poded again. You surely can't be poded in Yerushalayim, because that the Torah says, ki yirchat nimcha amokom, only when you're far away, meaning you're outside Yerushalayim, can you be poded. But the kiruv makom, if you're in Yerushalayim, you can't be poded my shesheni. What stops you, though, from taking it back outside Yerushalayim, you put it there. So there's a machlokas, whether once the mechitzas of Yerushalayim were collated, it prevents you from taking it out and be poded. Once the mechitzas were collated, then there's no way to be poded again. So one Mandi Omra holds it's only the Rabbanan, and the other Mandi Omra holds it's the Oraisa. Now Rashi says, look at Rashi, Chodr be Rabbi Akiva, mehache keisha de matzu morer, the yolet bikurim v'chom ashol seichem. Even Rabbi Akiva had charata from this drasha of the hekesh of matzah to morer, and he learned that you can't eat bikurim, you can't use matzah from bikurim, from the b'chom ashol seichem. You have to have matzah that can be eaten anywhere. And bikurim can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Af ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim. So let's exclude ma'aser sheni too, because my Sasheni also has to be in Yerushalayim. Hoyal ve'eno nechal b'chol moshavos. Me'atosh mishedil Yerushalayim, shul ve'eno yochol lechal lechol b'chutz. Once you brought into Yerushalayim, there's no way of redeeming it and eating it anywhere else. Kidamrinim b'seches makis, mechitza liklot b'drabonon. That the mechitza of Yerushalayim is kolate the ma'aser, and once you bring it into Yerushalayim, you can't be poded again. It's finished. Even though you could take it out of Yerushalayim, but it won't help to be poded. The mechitzah shuv eino nifta. Once the mechitzahs were collated, it's not nifta. Tosa says, not like that, Tosa says, this can only go according to the man, the Omer who holds, that klita, mechitzahs are collated min ha-Torah. Then, there's no way min ha-Torah that you could be poded again. So it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So once it came to Yerushalayim, you can't make matzahs out of it, because it's not eaten b'chol moshavos. But if you hold the din of what's it called, of klitas, only the Rabbana, min ha-Torah, you could take it out of Yerushalayim and be poded, then min ha-Torah, it's eaten anywhere. So how can you learn from a pasuk that ma'aser sheni is not roy to be matzah, because it's not eaten anywhere, that's only a din the Rabbana. L'maisa, in any situation, you could take it out of Yerushalayim, even if it was in Yerushalayim, be poded, then bring the grain back into Yerushalayim and eat it, and you could eat anywhere. So why can't you make matzah out of it? It could be Rashi holds that even if it's only a din d'rabbanan, but l'maisa right now, right, you can't eat ma'aser sheni anywhere, right, mid'rabbanan it is. So that pasuk applies to anything that there's any reason why you can't eat anywhere. And here there is a reason. There's a din d'rabbanan on it. And then it gets very difficult, Rashi. Tosa says it's obviously only according to Rabbi Omer holds that klita is min ha-Torah. That once it came to Yerushalayim, min ha-Torah, you're not allowed to be poded. Then it's not eaten anywhere, except Yerushalayim. So where it says, no, ma'aser sheni, there is a way that you could be poded after it comes into Yerushalayim, even in Yerushalayim. And once you're poded, you could take the grain and eat it anywhere. Now it's just the money that has to stay in Yerushalayim. How's that, Shaya? Krebeleser. Dim nitma podin oso ba'ochel oso b'chol makom. If the ma'aser sheni becomes tamei, then you could be poded even in Yerushalayim, and then you could take the grain that you were poded eat anywhere. Hilkach ki lo nitma nami v'lo nifta nothik bei. Therefore, since potentially there's a way that ma'aser sheni could be eaten anywhere. In other words, what used to be this grain that used to be ma'aser sheni, there's a way to be poded, even if it came to Yerushalayim, if it would become tameh, even if it's not tameh, and you weren't poded, you're yotze. Since potentially it could be eaten somewhere else, right, that's not memuot from b'chol moshav seichem. Mara says, d'om Rebbe Lezer, menayim l'ma'aser sheni shenitma, shepodin al sofil b'Yerushalayim, Talmud lomar kilo shuchal se'eso. The ain se'eso la'achila, shenemar v'yisa masos me'es ponot. Right, the word se'es has to do with food packages. Man, what's the question? Therefore, since there's a possibility, there's a potential for Maaser Sheni to become Tame, and to be Nifta, even Yerushalayim, this grain has at least some potential to be eaten everywhere, even if it was in Yerushalayim. Therefore, you're not mamayit it from Mosham Moshvoseichem, like your mamayit Bikurim, which there's no potential ever for Bikurim to be eaten anywhere but Yerushalayim. So man shamasli the umber of Maaser Sheni nafikbe, who's the one who holds that you are Yotze of Maaser Sheni, not Rabbi Yosef Glili. He holds the Maaser Sheni, you're not Yotze, because we are Mamayadit, Membechol Moshvel Sechem. Right? He holds that potential is not good enough to make it okay. Rabbi Akiva is the one who holds it, even that Maaser Sheni, what's it called, you are Yotze with. Ukim Mamayat Leila Bikurim, Membechol Moshvel Sechem. Shmami Noah Hoderbe. So you see that Rabbi Akiva, who says that you can't use Bikurim for matzah, didn't learn it from the fact that it's Hukash Lamarer, but rather from the Chomosh Losefer. Okay, so now, what you asked yesterday, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, what's it called, why doesn't he learn Maaser Sheni from the Chomosh Losefer, like Bikurim? Why does he learn it from Lechemoni? Right, that question the Gemara doesn't ask, Tosas says that question. Right? Why does Rabbi Yossi Aglili need the pasuk Lechem Oni to tell me only a dover that's nechel ba'aninus? But Maaser Sheni, you can't eat with Renonain. Why doesn't he learn it from the same place he learned Bikurim? Rabbi Yossi Aglili learns Bikurim from the Chomosh Vosechem. Learn Maaser Oni from there too. Right? The answer is that what's it called? That since there's a svara to say that Maaser Sheni is not like Bikurim, because Maaser Sheni potentially, Rabbi Akiva says, could be eaten other places if it became Tameh. So you need another pasuk to tell me Maaser Sheni not. And Rabbi Akiva doesn't learn that pasuk. He learns Lechem Shalomim Olav Har Beit Vor. So Meila Bikurim you can learn from the Chomosh Voseichem. Maaser Sheni, which has a potential to be eaten somewhere else, you can't learn from that pasuk. According to Rabbi Akiva, you can't learn from there, and it's okay. According to Rabbi Yosef Glili, you can't learn from there, but you learn from Lechem Oni, and that's why it's not okay. That's Tosfos. Okay. The Rabbi Yosef Glili typically milechem oni, misha nechel ba'oni, yotze ze she'enu nechel, ela b'simcha. Right, l'chora, let Rabbi Yosef Glili learn bikurim from lechem oni. Why, now that we're learning Maaser Sheni from lechem oni, learn bikurim from there too, and not from b'chol moshvel sechem. Why, and how it would be, only something is eaten when you're sad, the aninus. But not something that you have to eat, b'simcha. Bikurim, it says, b'samachta, right? You have to be happy when you eat bikurim. You can eat bikurim when you're an oni. But you have to eat it b'simcha. Versus Sovalek Reb Shimon. Titanya bikurim asurim la'onein. Reb Shimon matar. Hitaka holds that bikurim and onein is allowed to eat it. So you can't be mamayated from lechem oni, that only something that can't be eaten by ninus. So my time is over, right? Okay, 1 second. So that's what's it called. So that's Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Rashi, man shamislei Rabbi Akiva le'el the brisa komaisa ukimamai through the bikurim mebachol moshvel sechem v'lo mehekish matzah mor. Who's the one who holds that taka you could be yotzei matzah with Maaser Sheni, Rabbi Akiva, and yet he's the one who holds over here that bikurim you can't use because of the Chomosh Voseichem, not because of the drasha that you're makish matzah tomorrow. Rabbi Yossi, lomalei lemelet bikurim b'chomosh voseichem, typically milechem oni. Mehecha denafkele Maaser Sheni. Just like you mamayit Maaser Sheni from lechem oni, be mamayit also bikurim. Bishlom Rabbi Kivil appears only. Omar mar, meseches makis. Oni yoyet. Okay. So the Gemara says no. Rabbi Akiva holds that you could eat bikurim when you're owning, like Rabbi Shimon. My time at the Rabbanan, tichsiv osucha lecho b'sharecha. Right? Why does the Rabbanan say that you can't be yotze with the Maaser Sheni? Right? The Gemara says like this, which says osucha lecho b'sharecha. Right, so there's a whole long list of things you're not allowed to eat outside Yerushalayim, and one of them is Trumas Yodcha. What's Trumas Yodcha? Eilu Bikurim. Trumas Yodcha, Truma is also racious. The beginning, Truma is also racious. So Trumas Yodcha refers to Bikurim. the Iskish, Bikurim, the Meiser. Bikurim and Meiser are connected. Ma Meiser Asher La'onein, Af Bikurim Asher La'onein. The Rabbanan who argue on Reb Shimon says an onein is mutter to eat Bikurim, and the Rabbanan hold not, they learn it from Meiser. Just like Meiser is Asher to an onein, Meiser Sheni, so too Bikurim is Asher. For Reb Shimon, why is Reb Shimon hold its mutter? Truma Karinu Rachmana. Right? Because the Torah called Bikurim Truma. Kitruma. Ma Truma Muteris La'onein. Af Bikurim Muter La'onein. Right? We have Limudim, that even though Meiser Sheni is more kal than Truma, but still, Meiser Sheni is Tako Aser to an Onein, but Truma, everybody agrees, is Muter to an Onein. An Onein, a Kohen, an Onein is Lati Truma. So since Bikurim are called Truma of Shimon Hall's, it's Muter La'onein. The Rabbanan hold no. That Bikurim are what's it called compared to Meiser. And therefore they're also to an Onein. Mar says, Reb Shimon, noy de hekish lesli, simcha miach michta psivabu. Even if Reb Shimon doesn't hold of the hekish between Bikurim and Meiser. And he also, since Bikurim are called Truma, they're mutter la'onein, but it says simcha by Bikurim itself. Forget about the hekish. It says by Bikurim, the chsiv is samachta b'chol hatov. Mashmi, you can only eat it when you're besimcha, not when you're an onein. Mar says, no. Ahuvis man simcha dasa. That's not coming to tell me that you have to eat it when you're besimcha, but you have to bring it in a time of simcha. But outside the time of simcha, you don't bring bikurim. Disnan, what does that mean? Me'atzeres v'yad hachag, maybe bikurim. The time of simcha in the year is from Shavuos till Sukkos, because that's when you're harvesting your crops. So you're happy. So it's a zman of simcha. Then you bring Bikurim and you read the parasha. May hachag the Hanukkah after Sukkot till Hanukkah. So you don't read the parasha anymore, but you do bring the Bikurim. May divino kori. And after Hanukkah already, you don't bring Bikurim the chlau. So the fact that it says the somachta over here is not to tell me that you have to eat it the simcha. It just has to be brought in a time that's called the Zman of Simcha. Rashi. V'omar mar v'seches makos, evil bikurim, d'chsibu yad. Lokach ha-kohen atenem yodcha. Sh'trumas yodcha is bikurim. Truma muteres la'onin. V'yavomus b'ha'orel nafkalon, mi v'chol zor yisirim. There's an extra v'chol zor, yochal kodesh, that v'chol zor lo, yochal kodesh, only a zar is not allowed to eat, but an onein is allowed to eat. Zarus amarti l'chavlo aninus. Only a zar is not allowed. But if a kohen is an onein, he could eat truma. Hachi garsin and simcha ksi bu v'samachta b'chol atov. So even according to Reb Shimon, that he's not makish, bikurim to meiser, to tell me that it's asur la'onein, but rather he says bikurim are called truma, and truma is mutter to an onein, but it says simcha by bikurim. Why wouldn't Bikurim be usher to be eaten when you're an Onein? Because it says you have to eat at the Simcha. So Mar says, no, it's calling it Zman Simcha. The Zman Tzira Lakita. Sh'adav loke tfuas of alibo sameach. You have to eat it in a time, bring it in a time when you're happy because you're gathering in your crops. That's the time of happiness. It's Richo Akos of Kriya. Daramiyov, that's when you have to read the parasha and bring the Bikurim. But me'atzeres, it's not menachas, ain't medim bikurim korim latzeres. You don't bring bikurim before Shavuos. Sh'shtei halechem shalatzeres matirim havdoas bikurim. The sh'shtei halechem, the matzeres, is matir from the new crop on the mizbeah. So you don't bring bikurim till after Shavuos. The bikurim ikru, d'chsiv uv'yom ha'bikurim, ba'akrivchem mincha chadasha. The sh'shtei halechem on Shavuos is called bikurim. That's the first thing you bring. And then you're allowed to bring from the new crop on the Mizbeach. Just like the Omer is matter, the new crop, to eat regularly, Shtei Halechem on Shavuos is matter, the new crop, to bring on the Mizbeach. The Ad Hachad, Shebesoch HaZman HaZeh, Zman Lekita, the Sameach B'maisa. From Shavuos till Sukkot is a time of Simcha. Me'achad V'ad Chanukah, Eino Zman Simcha. That's not the Zman of Simcha after Shavuos. The Eino Korei. And you don't read the parasha. Mechanukah ve'elach eino zman havot. And after Chanukah already, you don't bring the chlal. The Tanya b'sifri, asher tovi me'artzecha. You have to bring the bikurim from your land. It has to be that the fruit is still in the field. But once the fruit is not in the field anymore, and that's after Hanukkah time, you don't bring Bikurim either. So in the Zman of Simcha, you bring it and you read the parasha. When it's not Zman Simcha, but the fruit is still in the field, you bring it, but you don't read the parasha. When the fruit is not in the field anymore, you don't bring it all together. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, Lechem Oni. Now we're going back to the other drasha. It says Lechem Oni, Prat L'Cholut. So Cholut is basically the following. You took flour, and you poured boiling water over the flour. And then what's it called? This is the way that most Rishonim learn. And it wasn't fully baked at that point, when you poured the boiling water. So it's not lechem bechal, it's nothing. And then you kneaded it, and you made it into dough, right? You took the boiled flour, the scorched, I guess not scorched, it's whatever, boiled, it's not boiled 100%, but it's, whatever, there's a word for it, blanched flour, yeah? No, you're a baker, what is it? No?
It's been a few years.
I hear. See, blanched the flour, but now blanching is in fine heat. So it's with water. Scalded? Yeah, maybe. Scalded flour. And then you, after the flour was scalded, then you made it into dough. It's a more chashev way of making bread. And then, it's like you know, it's similar to bagels. First you boil the dough, but that's really dough. And then you bake it. Here, it's a step before that. Before it's dough, you scald the flour, then you make it into dough, then you bake it. So that's a chashev way of making bread. That's called a chalut, and that is not good because it's not lechem oni.
Why is that
chashev? Huh? Because it makes the bread a better quality. It makes the flour better to make dough out of it. Okay, prat l'chalut u'lashisha. That excludes chalut and ashish. Ashish is where you make a gigantic matzah. Gigantic matzah is also more chashev. That's an asiris, what's it called? A shishis al eifa. A sixth of an eifa is called chashev. Ashish. And therefore, to make a big matzah, l'chatchila you don't do. If it's less than the amount of flour of a sixth of an eifa, it's still kosher, b'di'evit. If it's a sixth of an eifa or more, it's not kosher, afilu b'di'evit. That's how the Rav Shulchan Aruch passed. It's interesting to figure out how much that is in our measurement, right? I don't have the measurements in front of me. I'll try to look it up for tomorrow. We'll mention how much exactly an ashisha is. How much the largest size of a matzah. So Mura says, Yochel lo yetzi yodem midei chavosel pasadra. And I think then you have to use mamish poor bread. Rashi says, pasubit. Where you don't make the flour, or you don't make the dough out of flour, but you make it out of the chaff. The bran. Right, that's where Rashi's pshat, and other Rishonim learn that you don't take the bran out of the grain. You make it with the grain, but you don't take the bran out. I might think that you have to have shafka, flour that's really poor, that you didn't separate the bran, or that you only use the bran. Talmud Lomer, matzos. Matzos riba. It says matzos. Not matzo, but matzos comes to include even what's it called, flour that's good, as long as you didn't do something extra special to it. Vafilu kematzos or shlomo. Even shlomo amelos matzos. In other words, that were selected, the flour was sifted well. And you have good flour, still good. In kei matzah madlomer lechem oni. So what does lechem oni exclude? Prat lechalu to lashisha. You can't make it in such a hush of a way. Now the three sources about this chalut. In one place, later on, the Gemara on Lamed Zion says that chalut is not called lechem bechlav. So what do you need lechem oni? It's not lechem oni, it's like lechem bechlav, chalut. So some say that chalut is where you never baked it. That chalut is where you scalded the flour and you boiled it. So that's not lechem. Boiled dough is not lechem. So that's not lechem bechlav. Then it's another source in Yavama says that you could be Yotzei Matzah with it. So not only is it lechem, it's lechem only. That's where you, what's it called, you boiled the dough and then you baked it. That's like bagels. You boil the dough, then you bake it. It is lechem, but it's still lechem only. It's not kosher. What it's talking about over here is where you didn't boil the dough, you boiled the flour before it became dough. Then you made it into dough, and then you baked it. That's not only lechem, but it's not lechem only, because it's more kosher. That's a kosher way of making bread. So those are the three different kinds of ways of having challah. One of them is not lechem at all. One of them is lechem, but it's not lechem only. And the third way is even lechem only. Umay mashma, the high ashisha. So now we're going to see about ashisha. So until now we learn about challah. Okay, the my mashma, the high ashisha, listen to chashivusa. Where do we see that the word ashisha means a chashiva? A loaf of bread, you know, it's a gigantic hush of a loaf of bread, which means a matzah, like that. Tichsiv, vayichalek lechol ha'am, lechol hamon Yisrael, v'me'ish v'yad isha. Me'ish chalas lechem achas, v'ashpar achad. It says he, you know, it was a Shmuel, I think. Gave out to Klal Yisrael, right, men and women, he gave out one loaf of bread, and an ashpar achad. Ashpar was a, let me see what it is. Ashisha's gluska gedola, big loaf. Let's see, Rashi had Rosh, Nikol Kaladora, Tango Paskaber. Paskaber is bread that you made out of the bran. Shel Shlomo, Shoyamu'unit, Kolomer Solis Nakia. No, Lechem Oni could still be fine flour. It just can't be that you prepared the flour in a way that's extra kosher. Ashisha achas. He gave them chalas lechem achas, the ashper echad, and ashisha achas. The Amar of Chanan Baraba, ashper echad mishisha bepar. Right, ashper is 1/6 of an eifa, which is the amount of a mincha for the par. Ashisha echad mishisha beeifa. And ashisha is 1/6 of an eifa. And an ashbar is 1/6 of what you go for a par, which is what's, I mean, three, what's it called? Shlosha se'in, what does it say, le par? Ushnei esroni, ushnei, what's it called? Ushnei esroni le par? Ushlosha, visorin la'ayil, what does it say there? Ushnei esroni le par, yeah? Yeah, it's 2 esronim, 1/6 of 2 esronim is an ashbar. What? 3 esronim? Yeah,
2 for a male and 1 for a
kevis. Okay. So the par is 3 esronim. So 1/6 of that, a half of isorin, is called an ashbar. Shishis of the amount that you have flour that goes to a mincha for the par. Ashisha is 1/6 of an eifa. Right? Upliga de Shmuel. The Omar Shmuel, ashisha garga de chamer. Shmuel says, ashish has nothing to do with bread. It's a measure, right, an eighth of wine. Yechsiv, v'ohavai ashish anodim. Ashish is going by wine. So it's not talking about ashisha is not a bread. Here, the Lashon Chachamim, ashisha is a chash of a bread. But in the Lashon of the Pasuk, that's where Shmuel argues and says the ashisha of the pasuk is not talking about bread, it's talking about wine. The ashisha of the brisa is talking about bread, obviously. Right? But that's not the same thing, that's not the remez from the pasuk. Happens to be the chachamim called a chashev, a loaf of bread, an ashisha. But that's nothing to do with the pasuk that says that Shmuel gave them ashisha, that's talking about wine. Okay, Rashi, Garva de Chavra, Eifer Shel Yayin. It's a big measure of wine. Okay, but we'll try to find tomorrow how much a shishis or eifer flour is for matzah to see what the biggest shear of a biggest matzah you could have and still be yotzei b'dieved.